Russia stepping up attacks in Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Air raid sirens sounding early in the morning in the capital of Kiev.
We've seen escalation across this country, not only here in the capital of Kyiv, but also Kharkiv, the second largest city, as the Russian offensive does appear to be expanding outside of military targets, also hitting some residential areas.
And Fox's Trey Yingst reports Russian paratroopers have dropped into Kharkiv, reportedly attacking a military hospital there. President Biden urging the entire chamber to stand and salute Ukrainian resolve during last night's State of the Union message.
The conflict in Ukraine and the Russian invasion of that country was a constant theme in President Biden's first State of the Union address.
He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over.
He also sought to reset the pandemic as lawmakers gathered for the first time in months without masks.
And thanks to the progress we've made in the past year, COVID-19 no longer need control our lives.
The president says too many Americans are struggling with bills.
Inflation is robbing them of gains they thought otherwise they would be able to feel.
President Biden urged Congress to move forward on his legislative agenda, much of it part of a nearly $2 trillion spending plan stalled in the 50-50 divided Senate.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. In the GOP response, Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds said the president has failed to deliver on promises.
We're now 1 year into his presidency, and instead of moving America forward, it feels like President Biden and his party have sent us back in time to the late 70s and early 80s. When runaway inflation was hammering families, a violent crime wave was crashing our cities, and the Soviet Army was trying to redraw the world map.
Oil prices surging nearly $8 a barrel to $111 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The parties have ended in New Orleans. Fat Tuesday giving way to Ash Wednesday and, for Christians, the start of Lent.
Ash Wednesday observed with ashes and fasting in a solemn reminder of human mortality and, for believers, the need for reconciliation with God, marking the beginning of the Lenten season.
We pray to you for the people of Ukraine.
Students and staff at Christian Brothers University in Memphis joining Christians and Catholics around the globe in prayers for peace.
I'm angry because it's such an unjustified war. It's unprovoked. I don't wish that for those people. They don't deserve it.
I'm sad for someone has to go through this.
Joined together in prayer to honor Ukraine, Pope Francis also declaring this Ash Wednesday a day of prayer and fasting for that nation. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The midterm primaries have begun. Texas Republicans nominating Governor Greg Abbott to run for a third term.
Republicans sent a message. They want to keep Texas the land of opportunity and prosperity for absolutely everybody, the prosperity that we have delivered over the past 8 years.
Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke winning the Democrats' nomination to challenge Governor Abbott. Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton failing to get 50% of the vote. He faces a runoff with second-place finisher George P. Bush. The White House planning to announce its revised COVID-19 strategy today, trying to transition from pandemic to endemic. This is California moves to end its mask mandates in the classrooms next week. Hawaii planning to lift its COVID-19 quarantine requirement for travelers beginning on March 26th. Inbound U.S. travelers no longer will have to show proof of vaccination or a negative test to avoid quarantining themselves for 5 days. Baseball talks off until at least tomorrow. The owners and players failed to reach agreement by yesterday's 5 p.m. deadline, canceling the first two series of the regular season. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.